Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Stitka of the Certified Angus Beef Program. Back with John in just a moment.
It's the Pollard Farms 24th Annual Female Production Sale coming up Saturday, September the 18th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring around 200 head to sell with proven donor dams, springbred heifers, and springbred cows with calves. For more information or to download the sale catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available online, or you can watch the auction at liveauctions.tv. Pollard Farms 24th Annual Production Sale, September 18th in Waucomas.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Tom and John Stick, of course, Certified Angus Beef. I know that, boy, it's been a crazy couple of years for everybody in the beef business, but it seems like y'all have had a great deal of success.
Well, there's no doubt that COVID and everything that surrounds it has been a challenge for the entire beef business. But I tell you, as we begin to come out of it, I think if you're in the beef business, you have to be excited about what we're seeing in beef demand here and how consumers have responded and what they're willing to pay for our products.
When you talk about CAB, higher end of choice into the prime spectrum, we've had that just exponential growth in the availability of that product.
You know, it's amazing. We're now in some parts of the country producing more prime than we are select. And I think that's the big paradigm shift that we've seen. This industry is as high quality as it's ever been when you look at grading trends across the country currently. And, you know, we're as aligned with consumer demand than we've ever been. And, you know, as you and I have visited over the years, we always talk about price in relation to value. And we've put a product out there at perhaps the highest prices ever, and we're moving more volume. And to me, my simple mind, that's demand growth is what that is. And that's going to ultimately benefit everybody.
Obviously, you've got a great domestic product. International, though, has also been more important to CAB.
Yeah, we're continuing to see growth in international. You know, those norms are slower to come back than what we have domestically here. But, you know, from a brand standpoint, we're on pace to have our second best year. We aren't quite to 2019 levels from a brand standpoint, but we're up in retail even over a year ago, which was a record year. We're up in food service, which is coming back strong, and we're up in international business as well. We like to think about directional moves, and we've got two things. We're moving in the right direction, and we have momentum.
What did you learn about the business during the all the problems with COVID as far as retail versus food service versus home?
Well, you know, what we learned is that consumers want our product. When they couldn't go out and get it at a restaurant, they did go to retail. And honestly, what we found from a consumer standpoint is I think we have a generation that learned something about cooking at home. And I think, you know, as food service has opened back up, we haven't seen retail give up all that business back to food service. And so I really think we've seen some organic growth in beef demand because people still want to dine out. There's no doubt about that. We all like hospitality and being entertained. But I do think that people reconnected with dining at home around the table, cooking product, throwing it on the grill, and doing it yourself. You know, I think we've seen that in a lot of different areas. We have a customer that now offers a fully ready-to-smoke brisket, you know, that is seasoned and ready to go. All you do is throw it on the grill. And so there's a lot of things came about from a convenience standpoint that the industry is finding ways to make it easier for consumers to be successful, to be the hero with beef, you know, at home, and also still keep going out and dining out at restaurants for that added bit of entertainment as well.
John Stitka, president with Certified Angus Beef, one of the oldest branded beef programs around, and many consider it to indeed to be the gold standard for branded beef programs. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.